Powering a plane requires a lot of electricity. Everything from cockpit computers to HD touchscreens. On the military side, more power means better weaponry. President of GE Aviation Systems Electric Power Vic Bono says next-generation aircraft will demand up to 4 times more power than today.
Ultimately, aircraft are much more electric. You get an airplane today and you know, the seat's electric, the display's electric, the whole in-flight entertainment system, none of that existed 10 years ago. And it just keeps growing.
Here's what's changed. The electric requirements have jumped. The equipment has become larger. Generators now have to produce more wattage, and systems are now integrated to save space. Later this summer, GE will open what it considers the intellectual heart and soul of its electrical power business on the University of Dayton's campus. Bono and center manager Derek Busboom enjoy showing off the new Epicenter, or Electrical Power Integrated System Center.
Where do we want to go? Do you want to go down and around and take a look at the cells?
Yeah, we could probably stick our head into...
By the end of the year, the new $50 million Research and Development Center will employ about 60 people. That number will rise to between 150 and 200 people in the next 5 years. It's here on UD's campus near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and GE's Vandalia Generator Plant. Researchers will predict how next-generation aircraft and hybrid vehicle electrical systems will perform and correct problems before the hardware is built.
It will be lots of wires and tables and pieces of airplanes and load equipment and things that, unless somebody explained to you what it was, you wouldn't see it, because normally on an airplane we see seats, cabins, and doorways and outside structure. And this is the inside guts, if you will, of the aircraft.
Airplane manufacturers typically have labs of their own, but GE says the future of the business is collaboration.
This lab is a response to that trend in the industry. In the past, our airplane customer would define the requirements for a generator or a power conversion box or distribution panel. And they would define it by saying, how much power does it need? How big can it be? How much can it weigh? That's it. I mean, the specification was pretty straightforward. But today, if that thing is a smart distribution panel, for example, how are you going to define that to know all the scenarios that happen?
Here, GE and its customers Boeing, Northrop, Lockheed Martin, and Airbus will discuss design, potential problems, and fix them. This facility will allow for 4 complete models of aircraft electrical systems, 2 civil and 2 military. Manager Derek Busboom says the testing will be at different altitudes.
This vibe table, we also have temperature altitude chambers that come in here that do the environmental testing. So to test the robustness of our designs, we'll put them through vibration testing. And then to make sure that they can go through temperature survivability at hot and cold, we will cycle them through temperature chambers. And we even have the ability to spin generators at hot and cold in this facility at the extremes.
GE Aviation is known best for designing, developing, and manufacturing aircraft engines. The engines connect to GE generators, which make the electricity. The cables from the generators go into distribution equipment throughout the plane. It's in this arena, the distribution of power, that GE is trying to become a bigger player. Far and away the leader is UTC Aerospace Systems. However, GE says its electrical power systems business is on track to double from 2009 to 2014. A key partner is the University of Dayton. Mickey McCabe is Vice President of Research.
It's about students. It's about faculty. It's about researchers. It's about helping a Fortune 10 company create and discover new ways to do better things with their products. The students will benefit because they'll come to UD knowing that there's an opportunity to work at a GE research center. GE will have the opportunity to select a few students, have them work in these laboratories, and see how they perform over a couple years.
This fall, UD will have a new curriculum in engineering with a focus on electric power. It's relevant considering in the future engines are expected to be started electrically. Bono says eventually the engine and the electric system could be tied together and GE could sell them as a unit. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.